Joining us in the studio this Friday morning, well, it's Dr. Troy Lynch, the superintendent of the Mexico School District, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here. I saw you out at the groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for the new CHOMPS that is coming into town. Looks like more jobs coming to Mexico. Pretty nice event. Governor Parson in town yesterday. You were kind of rubbing elbows with the governor a little bit.
Yeah, it was exciting. I've enjoyed over the years. Governor Parsons has spoke at the superintendent's conference each summer, and I always enjoy listening to what he has to say, and it was nice to be able to tell him that I'm going to miss hearing those talks, face-to-face. So, yeah, it's an exciting day. I actually started my day today with a CHOMP stick. Had a jalapeno one this morning. It's got me going.
We're going to have to start up the podcast for the different flavors of the CHOMPS and have you give a review.
I'll do a deep dive into beef jerky, Matt. I can do it.
That'll be great. The reason why we have you in here this morning, there is going to be an upcoming public meeting that's going to be taking place. A lot of business will be discussed there, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So on Tuesday, November 12th, from 6:30 to 7:30, I promise it won't turn into a hostage situation. We'll get people out of there. But we're going to have a continuous school improvement planning meeting. And so it's time for us to, the meeting will be at the high school athletic complex. The previous administration did a great job of developing a CSIP plan, and that served the district well. I don't think the bond issue would have passed without that plan. But it's time to update it with new goals, because all the goals are supposed to be time-based. So, you know, as it should have been, there are goals on there that were supposed to have been reached by 23-24. Now we need to start looking to the future, and we want to invite the public to come in and meet with us. We've got about 30 people that have registered so far, but we have room for much more.
Absolutely. Now, will people need to get pre-registered to be a part of the meeting, or are they able to show up to it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if somebody showed up. It would be our preference if you could register. You can register on the school district's website, and if you just went into a search bar and just searched up Mexico 59 CSIP registration, you'd find it. But also, if you go to our website, click on our district, scroll down to CSIP, you'll find it. And that'll just give you a little bit of better idea about the structure. And there's specific strands of the CSIP, and we'd like to know which one you're most interested in so we can seat you appropriately. This is going to be a work session. We're going to ask people to read what we have in place, and we're going to ask people to collaborate at their table and start writing suggestions for new CSIP goals. So if you're planning on coming, put your work boots on, because we're going to ask you to get to work.
For sure. Now, whenever we talk about CSIP, and I think you've already said this, but there's a lot of acronyms whenever you are speaking education speak.
Sure.
It is the Continuous School Improvement Plan, as I understand it. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are there some things that you guys already have goals in mind as to how to improve this CSIP, or what are some of those ideas that are already in place?
So I think our current CSIP has some really good goals, especially around recruiting and retaining teachers. So I think we should look at those. I think maybe there's some things in the CSIP that we should reaffirm our commitment to. But there's also places on the CSIP that where it says we're going to develop a building improvement plan by 23-24. I feel like the bond issue was that building improvement plan. So let's start looking at other things. I think we're all proud of our school district. But I think no matter how proud you are of the district, there's always room for improvement. And I think the only way we're going to make it the best place for kids and teachers is if we get together and talk about our priorities.
I know one thing that has been on the tops of minds of a lot of teachers, and I hear it all the time, is substitute teachers. Is there any way that we could get more substitute teachers within the school district? This is something you talked a little bit about at the last school board meeting. There's some kind of plans in place there, but ideas are probably welcome about that as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to come in, and it's a chance to, you know, if everything is important, nothing is important. So let's talk about substitute teacher pay. Let's talk about how we recruit teachers. Let's talk about the support they get once they're in the building, and let's prioritize that. And if that means we have to laser focus on that, maybe we all agree that this other area that we'd like to pay attention to, or that some people want to pay attention to, maybe that's not the priority for now. But yeah, I do think we need to dig in. We need to support our substitute teachers. We need to support our classroom teachers too. Part of the reason why we have a substitute teacher shortage is we have people filling the classrooms that are working on substitute teaching certificates. So we need to support those people and their professional growth. But we also need people that are substitutes that are there to fill in when teachers are sick, when their kids are sick, when they have to go to professional training. So that it's a very important piece of our school district.
Absolutely. School calendar, will that be a topic of discussion at the CSIP meeting?
You know, I'm trying to imagine of the strands that we have, which one it would fall into. I mean, there's ways you can kind of shoehorn a discussion into different categories, so it probably could. We do have our calendar committee working on the we're going to be talking about the 25-26 school year here pretty soon. So our calendar committee is working on that calendar, and we're surveying the staff. So I think calendar is an important part of our school district. Yeah,
bring your ideas. As you said, this is going to be on November the 12th. It's not too far away at the Mexico High School Sports Complex. What time does this start?
6:30. We will get you out of there by 7:30.
Are there snacks involved? Any Chomps meat snacks?
We might find some Chomps meat snacks.
That would be even better.
Wouldn't it?
We will definitely look forward to this, but a chance for the public to bring some ideas to the table. This is going to be a great meeting, I have a feeling. I appreciate you coming out here this morning and talking about it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Dr. Troy Lentz, he is the superintendent of the Mexico School District. He's our live guest this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show right here on AM 1340. KXEO.